Hey, good morning. It's 8:45 at WFIR. Democrat Anthony Flacavento trying for a second time to unseat Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith in the 9th Congressional District. Flacavento is an organic farmer and consultant from Abington, and he joins Evan Jones and me live this morning on the phone. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Glad to have you with us this morning, Anthony. Now, in 2012, you ran against then first-term Congressman Griffith and got less than 40% of the vote. Anthony, what is difficult this time? What is different this time about you, the district, or both?
Well, for one thing, what's different about me in this campaign is I started much earlier. In 2012, I didn't enter the race until March and really didn't get a campaign up and running until May, so I had very little time. I started a bit over a year ago, and what that has allowed me to do is just reach the district much, much better. I've worked across the district for over three decades, but holding 100 town hall meetings, which we promised and we did, has allowed me to learn a tremendous amount from people and actually to generate a lot of support, not just from Democrats, but from people who've kind of dropped out of the political process, they've given up. Are coming out to our town halls and getting connected from independents and even from some moderate Republicans. So the single biggest difference this time around is having started earlier, we've been able to really, really reach out to the community in a way that is pretty unusual for a campaign. And that's made an enormous difference for us. The other difference, I think, is very profound, and that is that when I ran in 12, Mr. Griffith had one term. People were still giving him the benefit of the doubt. Now he's had four terms, 8 years, and it is extraordinarily commonplace for people across the political spectrum to say, what has he done for us? Where has he been? What impact, positive impacts has he had? And so he's had much more of a chance to build a track record, and frankly, a lot of people don't feel like it's a very good one. So those two things open the door for a person like me, who's a working guy who's always worked on real issues and problems in the 9th District.
Mr. Flacavento, good morning. This is Evan Jones. But I'll taking that question to the second part, what's different about the district now?
Well, I think the district has shifted in a number of respects. In the coal communities, Wise and Dickinson, Buchanan, Tazewell, Russell counties, they're hurting very badly. There's been a very, very small uptick in jobs in the 2 years of Trump administration. But the fact of the matter is jobs are still at an extraordinarily historic low. So things are worse in places like Buchanan and Tazewell and other counties. Our school systems are struggling mightily in almost the entire 9th District with very low teacher wages combined with increasing healthcare costs. I've visited with scores of teachers over this year, and I can tell you that they're about ready to revolt. Things have gotten so bad for them. So those are two big differences. On the positive side, I'd say that in many parts of the district, we're also seeing local people kind of take the bull by the horns and begin to develop their own economy, regardless of what was there before. We're seeing tobacco farmers and others who have shifted over to other crops who are doing very well with it. I've been part of some of that. We're seeing places like St. Paul and Marion and Galax who are rebuilding their downtowns and rebuilding economies based on what they've got to offer, based on their music, their trails and outdoor recreation. Some of them are getting breweries. So there's also, in the midst of a lot of struggle, there's a tremendous spark all around the 9th district, or I should say around the 9th district, and a lot of local folks are saying, we're not going to die. We're going to fight back. We're going to build the next economy that's going to work for us.
We are speaking with Anthony Flacavento, the Democratic candidate for the 9th Congressional District. He is challenging four-term Congressman Morgan Griffith. Anthony, Congressman Griffith is pointing to Volvo's recent hiring of hundreds of workers of Dublin and citing President Trump's tax cut as a main reason, as Exhibit A, so to speak, that the tax cuts are working for the middle class. Is he wrong?
Yes, in a word, he is. I think it's terrific what's happening at the Dublin plant there, and I've visited with the workers on a couple of occasions. But unfortunately, that's the real exception to the rule. At the same time that Mr. Griffith touts that, he doesn't mention that the GE plant in Salem is in the process of closing, or that the Bristol compressors plant in Washington County has been closing, or the countless other businesses that are struggling. Here's the problem with the tax cut. It's not that it was a tax cut. It's that it was targeted to the wrong people. We've been cutting taxes on the highest income individuals and the biggest corporations for 40 years. If that worked to develop real prosperity across America and across the 9th District, we would have known it by now. The fact of the matter is that in spite of economic growth, up and down economic growth over the past 40 years, including the last 2 years, most people are not better off. And that's true of this tax cut. I've just read a report from Forbes magazine, not a liberal leftist magazine, but a report in Forbes magazine that said that when you adjust for the increasing inflation that we've also been experiencing in the last 2 years, that wages are basically flat. So that's been our big problem, is that workers have to work two or three jobs or they're struggling to get by. And this tax cut being targeted to the very wealthy and the biggest corporations has not helped. What we need is a tax cut targeted to the middle class, to working people, and to small businesses, small and mid-sized businesses and manufacturers. Those are the folks that drive the economy, not big corporations that are already sitting on a couple trillion dollars in cash.
President Trump has suggested, without offering specifics, he'd like to offer an additional tax cut specifically geared toward the middle class. Would you support that?
I would consider a tax cut focused on the middle class, absolutely, on working and middle class people, for sure. And also, again, as I say, I think the tax cuts for small businesses and startups and manufacturers, all of that is where those are the kinds of tax cuts that not only help folks that need it, but they generate much more economic return, because those middle class and working people, those small businesses, they turn around and spend their money. They don't stash it overseas. So I think a fairer and more sensible tax plan, if we want real economic prosperity, would focus there, but not on the wealthiest individuals and the biggest companies.
We are speaking with Anthony Flacavento, the Democratic candidate in the 9th Congressional District. The district covers pretty much, you can say, all of Southwest Virginia from Kentucky and Tennessee to the U.S. 220 corridor. It's quite obvious that this year's House election cycle revolves around President Trump. With calls from some within your party to impeach him, what specific actions, if any, in your view, has he done while in office that you would view as a potentially impeachable offense?
Well, let me take that in two ways. First of all, I don't think that the 9th District congressional race is about President Trump. He has not been to the area. Certainly, he comes up in our town halls and in other events. But the fact of the matter is I'm running against Morgan Griffith. And the reality is that people in the 9th District, and I can tell you, including plenty of Trump voters, are not happy with Congressman Griffith. So my campaign is laser focused on what I could bring to Congress for the people of the 9th and what Mr. Griffith has failed to do. That said, I think my belief about President Trump is that we must protect the investigation of Robert Mueller and see where it leads us and see what sort of information it turns up about the president and his associates in terms of anything to do with obstruction of justice, collusion with the Russians, or other things. I think to make a statement prior to that would be ill-advised. At the same time, there's plenty of things that this president has done that I think reflect very, very poorly on our country, and that really are counter to what so much of American history has at least tried to be about. This vilifying of people who are different from us, whether they're racially different or their ethnic background or their religion. This has gone on for the entirety of his campaign and his presidency. These attacks on the media, which continue today, right through to this day, do a terrible disservice to people in the media, but more importantly, to the public conversation. We are struggling to have a real, meaningful, and civil conversation about the issues that we face. And when the President of the United States calls the media the enemy of the people and points to reporters at his rallies and say they're the problem, this is not only dangerous, but it really undoes one of the most important parts of democracy.
We have, the time has flown by. We have about 1 minute left. Anthony, let me pose a question similar to that we asked of Congressman Griffith last week when he appeared. Where do you most clearly disagree with leaders of your party?
Well, I've spoken out against the failings of the Democratic Party as well, and probably the two biggest things are this. Number one, I think that the Democratic Party at the national level has largely pulled out from rural communities like Southwest Virginia. This has been a huge mistake. And more broadly, I think the Democratic Party has become too cozy with Wall Street and with sort of economic elites. I believe the Democratic Party needs to return to its roots, which is with working people, with rural communities and farmers. And so I think where I disagree with the party is they have not had a strong enough focus, a consistent enough emphasis on working folks, on school teachers, on everyday people, on family farmers, small businesses. And I think that's the single biggest difference between me and the party as a whole.
Okay, Anthony Flacavetto, the Democratic candidate in the 9th Congressional District. Anthony, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you for your time.
Oh, I appreciated the opportunity. Thanks to you both.